is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Domestic violence. What is domestic violence? Well, any type of violence within the household. Husband abusing wife, wife abusing a husband. They don't have to be married. They could just be living together. What are your rights? And obviously, violence against children also. So domestic violence normally takes up a lot of time in criminal court and family court. Why? Because there's a lot of it. Why do we have domestic violence? Mainly economic stress. Happy wife, happy husband, especially when both people have a job, they're making money, and all of them are fulfilling their financial responsibilities. Someone loses a job, someone doesn't want to work, that becomes a big issue. Then there's more arguments, there's more stress in the household, and people start, they don't want to talk no more. They want to, be physical. And obviously, that is wrong. Physical violence never solves anything unless you're already in prison. And then you might be the big bad boy in prison or lady. But domestic violence not only impact the people that are abused, obviously directly, but indirectly, the children or the young people in the household. Why is there a tolerance for domestic violence? Again, economic issues plays a part, but in the immigrant community, it could be, one person petitioning for the other. So the one who is the U.S. citizen always, for the most part, have an attitude, since I'm getting you a green card, and I say jump, you better ask me how high. And how high, obviously, is a serious issue. So in those situations, people need to know what their rights are. And because people do not know their rights, i.e. the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994, President Biden, a U.S. senator at the time, was one of the sponsors of that bill, one of the few things that he has done well. And that law allows, at least 10,000 green cards every year to be given to people who are victims of domestic violence. So the Violence Against Women's Act, which is gender neutral, was introduced at that time. So there is no reason, if you are a undocumented person here in the U.S., and your spouse is petitioning for you and you all are married, or your spouse didn't petition for you and you are married, you have a bona fide relationship, there is relief for you. You do not have to be subject to physical nor mental violence. Some people say mental violence have a longer impact on people, and what I've seen over the years, that is obviously true. Physical violence, your body might heal, but then obviously there's the mental issues there. But mental issues is a huge issue, which is obviously, if you do not know, is in the increase all over the United States of America. So when we talk about domestic violence, just remember that violence is not always physical. If you are a victim of domestic violence, if you are a undocumented person, we give free consultations to those people. Yes, so that we could put you on the path to legalization. You do not have to pay for that consultation. So that's how we're supposed to support victims of domestic violence at the law firm of Figure and Associates. You are a victim, call the office, schedule a consultation, come in with whatever documents that you have, and we will give you advice as to how you resolve those issues. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Experience by a doctor, a carpenter, a plumber, an elected official, mayor, experience does make a difference. And at the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, we have been practicing immigration law for 27 years. We have our own publication, The Immigrants Journal, for 25 years. We have dealt with these issues at many levels. We make presentation at churches and other religious organizations. If you want us to make a presentation on any immigration issues, bankruptcy, foreclosures, saving your home, please contact us at this number, 855-768-8845, so we could come to your institution and obviously make a presentation there. Many people we have worked with over the years, most times they do not know their rights, either because obviously they didn't consult with a law firm or the Legal Aid Society, or they met with inexperienced attorneys at these institutions. So experience does matter. A lot of people who we have met over the years, they met with other attorneys who said no when those attorneys should have said yes as to if there was any relief for them under the laws, whether federal or state. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when I say that experience really makes a difference, I've heard horrible stories, mostly by women, that have, you know, because they didn't know their rights, didn't have an escape. And unfortunately, obviously, in minority communities, people of color, it's a huge problem there. So sometimes what it takes is, if you're listening to this program and you know that someone is a victim of abuse, it may take you bringing that person to the office. many, many situations. We've had people who need to come in, did come in, and they decided not to, enforce their rights, either because of religious beliefs or other customs that they may have in the various communities here that are international. Over 100 or more different countries make up the fabric of New York City. And when those people come from those various countries, the women that are obviously treated more like a piece of property than a human being, they are unfortunately not willing to take the steps or discouraged to take the steps so that they could be emancipated from their problems. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Please, if you know anyone who is a victim of domestic violence, you may have to hold their hands and bring them to the office, and we will give that free consultation. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Obviously, if you're living in another country and you listen to this program, you should let your, obviously, family know here in the U.S. that there are solutions to their problems. They just need to speak with a learned attorney. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation there with a more detailed explanation as to what problem that you're having. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We'd also like to say that the various institutions out there that are dealing with domestic violence, we want to congratulate them on the work that they have done and continue to do. We know that a lot of the people working in the area of domestic violence, they actually get burnt out when they hear these horrible problems, either, you know, with adults or, unfortunately, with children. And where the issue of abuse where children is concerned, we really, really, really need to protect our young people, please. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We also work with the various district attorney offices in Kings, Queens, and they are very serious about this issue. And when they meet with people who are victims of violence, they really, really do have great programs to help those. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Fick, A. Rowe & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. A secretive ICE program trains civilians on firearms and surveillance. Documents show U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has run a secretive program for years where ICE agents have trained hundreds of civilian volunteers on how to operate multiple types of firearms, conduct investigations and surveillance of immigrants, and use lethal force on human beings. The program, known as Citizens Academies, includes role-play scenarios for civilians to conduct fictional raids on immigrants and is active in New York and in more than a dozen cities across the country. The program is run by Homeland Security Investigations, the branch of ICE in charge of intelligence, international affairs, and surveillance. Three debates, three questions, three dodges, what the GOP doesn't want Americans to know about its mass deportation plan. At the vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance followed Donald Trump's lead and refused to provide specifics following a direct question about the details and consequences of their signature issue, mass deportations, according to Vanessa Cardenas, executive director of America's Voice. There's a reason J.D. Vance followed Donald Trump's lead and refused to answer direct debate questions asking for more details about their proposed mass deportation vision. The specifics of their unsparing mass deportations are cruel, costly, and chaotic. Trump and Vance cannot say whether mass deportation will include legal immigrants and citizens because the answer is yes. When people learn details about who will be deported and how much it will cost our government, our economy, and our souls, they rightfully reject the mass deportation catastrophe Trump, Vance, and Project 2025 have promised. Trump and his GOP acolytes are campaigning on a plan to maximize deportations. This includes many long-settled immigrants with current legal status, such as Haitians with TPS in Springfield and Dreamers with DACA throughout the nation, and even the spouses of U.S. citizens who are eligible for the new Keeping Families Together program. Their plan is to send the military to conduct door-to-door neighborhood raids in a mass roundup, tear kids from their parents, and put them in military detention camps. These are the details that Trump and Vance refused to detail on the debate stage. America can't afford their approach to tear apart communities and our economy. Meanwhile, in New York, Corona Man pleads guilty to sex trafficking of migrant teenager. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz announced that Alfredo Morocco pleaded guilty on October to sex trafficking charges for targeting and exploiting a migrant teenager into prostitution and paying her for sex. For months, Morocco brokered sex encounters between customers and the teen at locations around Queens, then pocketed money from the encounters. District Attorney Katz said, "This defendant brazenly sex trafficked an underage child around Queens County and made money off her degrading sexual encounters. He exploited a child and will now serve 8 years in prison. My office is dedicated to eradicating sex trafficking in our communities, and we stand with the survivors as we dismantle this harmful industry." Timothy Pearson, combative Eric Adams aide, resigns. Just days after the mayor was indicted for alleged corruption tied to Turkey, the confidant and travel companion who he placed in charge of key migrant and security operations stepped aside. His departure comes amid a corruption probe and a spiraling crisis for City Hall following Adams' federal grand jury indictment last week, and as Gov Kathy Hochul, who has the power to remove a mayor, has reportedly told Adams that he needs to clean house. In other news, new report shows the devastating costs of mass deportation. As politicians debate the fate of millions of undocumented immigrants living in communities across the country, a new report details the devastating costs mass deportations would inflict on the United States and its economy. The report from the American Immigration Council finds that an effort to arrest, detain, process, and remove 1 million undocumented immigrants per year would cost the U.S. government at least $88 billion per year, ultimately adding up to nearly $1 trillion in taxpayer costs. U.S. won't extend legal status for Venezuelan migrants who arrived under Biden program. The Biden administration has decided not to extend the legal status for tens of thousands of Venezuelan migrants who arrived in the U.S. through a sponsorship program aimed at reducing illegal border crossings, according to U.S. officials and internal documents obtained by CBS News. Launched in October 2022, the program was designed to deter Venezuelans from making the journey to the U.S.-Mexico border by providing a legal entry pathway for those sponsored by individuals in the U.S. in January 2023. The program was expanded to include migrants from Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua, as those groups were also crossing the southern border in unprecedented numbers. Immigrant workers are the backbone of our food system. As part of its mission, Civil Eats reports on the U.S. food system's disproportionate impact on immigrants and communities of color. Immigrant food system workers toil in the nation's restaurants, farms, and food processing facilities and have some of the least visible but most strenuous and dangerous jobs in the country. Many are underpaid and vulnerable to food insecurity and workplace abuses. They were also subjected to unprecedented risks during the early days of the pandemic. Despite this, their contributions to the food system are overwhelmingly positive. And finally, fighting over whether Haitian immigrants are legal misses the point. They're legally vulnerable. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
If you or a loved one is facing immigration challenges related to a criminal conviction or particularly serious crime, PSC designation, our experienced legal team can help. At Figaro and Associates, we specialize in providing expert guidance on the complex intersection of criminal law and immigration law. We work tirelessly to build strong cases, conducting thorough reviews of criminal records, gathering mitigating evidence, and crafting effective legal arguments to challenge PSC classifications. Whether you are seeking asylum, withholding of removal, or protection under the Convention Against Torture, we are here to provide personalized legal support tailored to your specific situation. Contact the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a confidential consultation and let us help you navigate the complex immigration system with confidence. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Divorce as an act of self-love, embracing new beginnings. Divorce often carries a heavy stigma, evoking feelings of failure, loss, and sadness. However, when viewed through the lens of self-love, it can transform into a powerful act of courage and self-affirmation. This podcast explores how divorce can serve as a catalyst for personal growth, emotional healing, and the rediscovery of one's identity. Understanding the emotional landscape of divorce. Divorce is rarely a simple decision. It involves deep emotional currents. Acknowledging the pain and complexities involved is essential, but it's equally vital to recognize the potential for renewal. In many cases, individuals stay in unfulfilling or toxic relationships out of fear of being alone, fear of change, or fear of societal judgment. However, embracing divorce as an act of self-love means prioritizing your well-being over these fears. The decision to divorce, a personal choice. Choosing to divorce is deeply personal. It can signify a commitment to one's own happiness and mental health. Rather than viewing it as a failure, reframing it as a decision to pursue a more fulfilling life can be empowering. Self-reflection. Before making the decision, engage in self-reflection. Ask yourself important questions. What do I truly want? What makes me happy? Identifying your needs is a crucial step towards self-love. Reclaiming your identity. One of the most significant aspects of divorce is the opportunity to rediscover who you are outside of a relationship. Over time, many individuals lose sight of their own identities, often becoming enmeshed in their partner's dreams, goals, and lifestyle. Steps to reclaim your identity. 1. Explore new interests. Engage in hobbies and activities that excite you. This can be a chance to rediscover passions you may have set aside. 2. Set personal goals. Focus on what you want to achieve in your personal and professional life. Setting goals can provide direction and motivation. 3. Cultivate independence. Learn to enjoy solitude. Find comfort in your own company, allowing yourself to grow independently. Healing through self-care. Divorce can be an emotional roller coaster. It's crucial to prioritize self-care during this time. This isn't just about pampering yourself. It's about nurturing your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Self-care practices to consider. Therapy or counseling. Professional support can provide a safe space to process your feelings and develop coping strategies. Physical activity. Exercise is a powerful tool for reducing stress and improving mood. Whether it's yoga, running, or dancing, find what works for you. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices can help center your thoughts and provide clarity amid emotional turmoil. Building a support system. Divorce can feel isolating, but it's vital to lean on friends, family, or support groups during this transition. Building a robust support system can foster a sense of belonging and provide encouragement. Ways to foster connection. Join support groups. Connecting with others who have experienced similar situations can provide comfort and insights. Reignite old friendships. Reach out to friends you may have lost touch with during your marriage. They can offer a fresh perspective and renewed connection. Engage in community activities. Volunteering or participating in local events can introduce you to new people and opportunities. Embracing new opportunities. Divorce opens the door to new beginnings. It's an invitation to create a life that reflects your values and aspirations. This newfound freedom can lead to exciting opportunities, whether in career, travel, or personal relationships. Finding the silver lining, career advancement, with the focus shifted back to yourself, you might pursue career opportunities that align with your passions. Travel and exploration. Use this time to explore new places and cultures, enriching your life experiences. New relationships. As you heal, you may feel ready to open your heart to new connections. Approach future relationships with the wisdom gained from past experiences. The journey of self-love. Divorce can be a painful yet transformative experience. When viewed as an act of self-love, it becomes an opportunity for profound personal growth. By prioritizing your well-being, reclaiming your identity, and fostering connections, you can emerge from divorce stronger and more self-aware. Remember, the end of a marriage is not the end of your story. It's a chapter filled with potential, a chance to rewrite your narrative and embrace a life that truly reflects who you are. In this journey of self-love, every step you take brings you closer to the happiness and fulfillment you deserve. Diamonds are forever. Marriages are not. If you are considering a divorce or separation, consult with the compassionate and experienced team at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to book a consultation. The lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you struggling with overwhelming debt? Facing bankruptcy, but feeling ashamed? You're not alone. The Bible teaches forgiveness, not just for our sins, but for our financial burdens too. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells us about a servant whose massive debt was forgiven by his master, a reflection of God's mercy toward us. And in Deuteronomy 15, God instructed the release of debts every 7 years, showing that it's okay to seek financial relief. Filing for bankruptcy isn't a failure. It's a fresh start, a way to seek forgiveness and reclaim your life. Let go of the shame and embrace the grace that God offers. Remember, there's no condemnation for those who seek His forgiveness. Start your journey to financial freedom today. Bankruptcy is not the end. It's the beginning of something new. Call 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation today.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, another fraud incident. Wendella Sanderson Wells. Yes, that's the lady. She out of Jamaica, a red woman. And she has been arrested by the Bronx District Attorney's Office. It is alleged that there are a couple thousand people, victims. People paid a lot of money, thousands of dollars. They went to this lady's office. They gave their hard-earned money, believing that they'll get a work permit and a social and a green card. And most of these people are what I call willing victims. Obviously, they're here, they overstay their time, they are desperate. They go to lawyers, attorneys like my office. I'm a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. And well-trained attorneys will tell most people coming to their office that if you came to the U.S. and you overstayed your time, the only way you could get a green card is if you are married to a U.S. citizen or a child, a U.S. citizen, 21 years or older, is petitioning for you. That's the law. All other areas of immigration, you know, parts the legalization depends on whether or not you're grandfathered under an old law called 245I. Whether you are a beneficiary of parole in place, and that's for people who came to this country without inspection, married to a U.S. citizen before June 17th, 2024, and instead of going to their home country to get their green cards, they could collect their green cards in the United States of America. If you're married after June 17th, we could still get you a green card if you came to the country without inspection, but you will have to go back to your home country. Not going to your home country is only for people who were married before June 17, 2024, unless Biden changes that day or our potential presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, Jamaican by heritage, changes that date and makes it available for people to have parole in place after June 17th of 2024. Does the law seem complicated? Yes, it is. So why do you think you could go to Wendella Sanderson Wells and she will give you what God didn't give you? Or any legit attorney, especially attorneys that are members of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, would tell you, hey, this is the path to legalization. So you take your $10,000, your $15,000, your $5,000, you give it to this lady, thinking that you're going to get a green card. You sign forms in blank. You don't even know what the lady's putting on the forms or if she's filling out the forms and send it out. Are you a victim or are you just plain stupid, like my grandmother would say? Whether you're from Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada, she came after you. Africa, Latin America,
The lady bought several properties, it is said, in different reports from all this money she made. How long is she going to go to prison for? Let's hope it is for a long time. But you ain't getting your money back. And not only that, when you do have a legit reason to get a work permit, social, and green card, immigration is going to ask you, why did you commit fraud? Yes. And a lot of people like to say, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't write anything. The lady tell me this. The lady tell me that. Well, they don't want to hear that little stupid nonsense from you. You went, you signed a form in blank. And what do you think the lady was going to put on those forms? You are responsible for every information that you put on these forms. And later on, if you do have to get a green card, you will have to probably do a fraud waiver. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes. Ali Louison, Grenadian, did the same thing to people. People were signing forms in blank. Eventually, he was indicted by the federal government in Virginia on 12, 13 counts of felony fraud. Luckily for him, he died before he went to prison. Maybe somebody would have made him a little girlfriend. You know how prison is. Anyway, but he died and he had a lot of victims. And many of these people were placed in deportation. Just like Wendella Sanderson Wells, people who are quote unquote victims of her fraud may end up in deportation proceedings. If you get a NTA notice to appear, you better hire a great attorney, an attorney who understand fraud issues, and an attorney who understand the various defenses that you may have for deportation, and an attorney who is obviously experienced dealing with matters where people were defrauded by some, you know, some crook. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. If you're listening to the show in the Caribbean, if you're listening to the show in the U.S., talk to your family members. Call the office, schedule a consultation. It could either be in person or via the phone. Visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Louison is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Louison and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 8845.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Are you struggling with overwhelming debt? Facing bankruptcy, but feeling ashamed? You're not alone. The Bible teaches forgiveness, not just for our sins, but for our financial burdens too. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells us about a servant whose massive debt was forgiven by his master, a reflection of God's mercy toward us. And in Deuteronomy 15, God instructed the release of debts every 7 years, showing that it's okay to seek financial relief. Filing for bankruptcy isn't a failure. It's a fresh start, a way to seek forgiveness and reclaim your life. Let go of the shame and embrace the grace that God offers. Remember, there's no condemnation for those who seek His forgiveness. Start your journey to financial freedom today. Bankruptcy is not the end. It's the beginning of something new. Call 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation today.
Welcome back. This is Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions, we have the answers. Call us right now at 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Michelle Obama, wife of President Barack Obama. In recent statements, she spoke about wills, trust, estate planning, generational wealth. And generational wealth is important. When parents, when grandparents work hard and accumulate wealth, how do you move that from one generation to another with little tax liability and taking into consideration Medicare, Medicaid issues on your retirement? These are very complicated issues that could only be resolved by advanced planning. Have you ever met with a wills, trust, estate planning attorney to plan your estate? Unfortunately, some of us, whether we are born in America, the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, we are superstitious. We believe, unfortunately, that if we plan our estate, we will die tomorrow. Fortunately, that is not true. And what we have to do, you listeners out there, is talk to our parents, talk to our grandparents, teach your young kids, your family, that estate planning is a critical part of moving wealth from one generation to another. If you own a business, how do you move that business from one generation to another? If you own a law practice, Figueroa and Associates, how do I move my business from one generation to another? If you own one home, two properties, three properties, how do you move that estate from one generation to another that is fair to all the beneficiaries, to avoid unnecessary taxes, and obviously to increase the standard of living from one generation to another. With someone knocking on your door at your home who want to purchase your home or your investment properties, is that the best advisor to you? Absolutely not. And a lot of us fall victims to predators, whether it be people who are telling us an undervalued value for our home or investment properties, or whether we are a victim of what we call deed fraud. You have to speak with an attorney. And that attorney must have a background, obviously, in wills, trust, estate planning, in obviously economics, accounting, finance, like our law firm have people with those experiences. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Are you struggling with overwhelming debt? Facing bankruptcy, but feeling ashamed? You're not alone. The Bible teaches forgiveness, not just for our sins, but for our financial burdens too. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells us about a servant whose massive debt was forgiven by his master, a reflection of God's mercy toward us. And in Deuteronomy 15, God instructed the release of debts every 7 years, showing that it's okay to seek financial relief. Filing for bankruptcy isn't a failure. It's a fresh start, a way to seek forgiveness and reclaim your life. Let go of the shame and embrace the grace that God offers. Remember, there's no condemnation for those who seek His forgiveness. Start your journey to financial freedom today. Bankruptcy is not the end. It's the beginning of something new. Call 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation today.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Vice President Kamala Harris stands out as the best choice for president due to her extensive experience, progressive vision, and strong leadership skills. With a background as a senator and California's attorney general, she brings a wealth of legislative and executive experience. Harris champions key issues such as health care reform, climate action, and social justice, reflecting her commitment to progressive values. Her leadership style is marked by resilience, empathy, and the ability to unite diverse groups. Additionally, Her historic candidacy as the first woman of color in such a high office brings a fresh perspective and inspires millions. Harris's ability to navigate complex political landscapes and advocate for comprehensive change makes her an ideal candidate for the presidency. If you or a loved one is facing immigration challenges related to a criminal conviction or particularly serious crime, PSC designation, our experienced legal team can help. At Figaro and Associates, we specialize in providing expert guidance on the complex intersection of criminal law and immigration law. We work tirelessly to build strong cases, conducting thorough reviews of criminal records, gathering mitigating evidence, and crafting effective legal arguments to challenge PSC classifications. Whether you are seeking asylum, withholding of removal, or protection under the Convention Against Torture, we are here to provide personalized legal support tailored to your specific situation. Contact the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a confidential consultation and let us help you navigate the complex immigration system with confidence. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit askthelawyer.us to schedule a consultation.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance. And how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
October is the month that softly kisses summer goodbye. Whatever the season, we are here for you. And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you have the opportunity to call for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, or the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Whatever your legal issue or concern, whether it's immigration, bankruptcy, personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, child support, wills and probate, estate planning, real estate, deed transfer, foreclosures, civil rights, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. October is also known as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If you are depending on your spouse, male or female, for your green card, do not stay in green card slavery. There is hope, there is help. The Violence Against Women's Act, which is gender neutral, provides protections. We can help you. Call us right now. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And the consultation is free for victims of domestic violence. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy. Be safe. Be well.
This show is a production of IQ Inc. Marketing. If you would like to advertise your product or service on this show to the U.S. and Caribbean markets and through our multicultural publications in New York, please call 866-435-3286 or send an email to info@myiqinc.com. 866-435-3286 or send an email to info@myiqinc.com.